Welcome back to the Girls Talk Ag Podcast, Plowing Through the Manure Online. Happy anniversary, guys.
There's been a lot lately.
A lot of manure, yeah. Yeah, I think manure is actually what you give someone for their second anniversary, because that's what we're celebrating. Happy days.
Yay, girl.
Yeah. Hey, Karen.
Yeah, sorry, putting on my socks.
Putting on your socks. Oh, man, Karen. It's early for Karen. We're recording bright and early Monday morning, which should not be allowed by anyone. Yeah. Ever.
Now, see, I love
not a morning person.
I love mornings.
That's, Jen, you are? You're a morning person?
I am. Love mornings.
I'm an okay morning person. I'm kind of an okay any time person until about 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. And then if you expect me to do anything after 8 p.m., you better have a pillow and a blanket, because especially in the wintertime, I am like, if I make it to 9, it's a good night. Like, Carl will ask me, like, do you want to watch this show? And I'm like, yeah. And so we'll start watching it. And then about 8:45, it's like I have narcolepsy. Like, I am fine. I am wide awake. I'll even think to myself, wow, I feel awake. And then next thing I know, I'm waking up and it's 10 o'clock. And he's like, do you want to go to bed? I was like, I've been waiting for you to ask this question all my life. So anyway, I did not mention, but we are a part of the Global Ag Network as well. I have a lot of friends and stuff over there. And it is our 2-year anniversary.
It is. Can you believe it? Seriously, 2 years.
I can't. Honestly.
It's just like, it's totally just a conversation on the phone. It's one of the highlights of my week, honestly. You know, it's like, oh, yay, we get to talk today. And if people want to listen, they can.
Yeah, if they want to tune in, they can. And it's fun, and I enjoy it. Yeah, I definitely did not think when we started this, I didn't know. I guess I didn't know what to expect, just simply because who knew?
You didn't think our relationship would last.
Not 2 years. No. I've only had a handful of relationships last longer than, like, 3 months. Apparently I'm annoying. I don't know. Or I get annoyed, one or the other. But not by you guys. I hurt your faces.
Was Karen?
No, I'm here. I just have a sore throat and my nose. I can't breathe very well, so I'm just kind of comatose. Sorry.
Karen's basically dying.
Yeah,
so.
It's been like this for a week, and I'm just.
Do you have a man cold?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I do, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colds suck, man. I that's what we keep having, like, this. Our speech therapist keeps coming, and she's like, do you want to join the playgroups? Because they have these playgroups they get together, like, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And she's like, come to these playgroups. And I'm like, I'm a germaphobe between the months of, like, November and March. I do not like access to other people. I don't like touching things without carrying my germ hand sanitizer stuff. Like, because people are disgusting. Like, and they all are, like, germ balls. And so then throw together, like, a bunch of 3-year-olds or younger. And
my kids came from a cesspool of kindergarten and preschool.
Yeah. And that, it freaks me out. Because then that's what she'll say to me. My speech therapist will be like, well, you know, we're looking at starting preschool after spring break. So you're really not going to have this option. And then next year he'll be in preschool. And I'm just like, yeah, just. Ignorance is bliss. Let's not talk about it. So, because I'm not looking forward to it, because we've been, knock on wood, relatively, you know, much healthier this year than last year when we were traveling all over God's freaking creation. So,
see, I'm not a germaphobe. I'm a peopleophobe.
Oh, that too. You know, I saw something and I retweeted it the other day, and it is so accurate, because I feel like a lot of times people, especially when you have, like, the amount of followers that we do, because we both have several, all three of us have several thousand followers, right? So inevitably you're going to, like, piss someone off or get involved in some sort of conversation that you don't want to be involved in, because people will tag you in random shit, or you'll respond and, like, everyone will read it completely wrong, because you can't, in, you know, like, infer tone through written
which
word.
Which you should be able to, because honestly, if you just read my tweets kind of with a shitty tone, you're right on.
Which sometimes is why things end badly, because I think everyone does that with the three of us. But so I saw this, you know, and it going off your people-a-phobe, and it's really, really true. And it was like, sometimes those who don't socialize much aren't actually antisocial. They just have no tolerance for drama, stupidity, and fake people, which is me.
Exactly, which is me. I'm a people-a-phobe. I won't lie. I mean, I get my energy from – that's why I like Twitter, I think, is because it's like being with people but alone without
and people you never have to see in real life.
Yes.
Well, it's why I love Twitter for the most part. But there's like this group of people that seem to like – feed upon each other, and for some freaking reason I feel like our names get brought up in their conversations a lot, and I'm like, listen, I literally talked to my Girls Talk Ag homies and like Sean and Berto and Debbie, if he's still alive, because I haven't heard from him since he's been in Vegas. But right, you know, like I've got a couple other friends, like cash traders that I talk to. I'll chat with Jim Smith every now and again about what's taking place, you know, some farmers here or there. And we're focusing on a new business thing. I've got a lot of work. I've got a 2.5-year-old who has special needs. I don't need to be involved in your dramatic bullshit. So if your name
I don't. I have no time. I have no time for drama. Somebody tweeted some shit to me the other day about I only have 9 cows. Yeah, I know. I make perfectly clear that my cows are my hobby herd.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my cows, but they're a hobby. I'm fully aware 9 cows are a hobby herd.
So I think that's
I don't need your crap telling me when I get excited about calving that I should have more, or I don't know what trouble
right,
is.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know how hard it is. You don't know how bad my weather is. You don't know.
No.
That's the only negative I will say that has come from, A, having the podcast, right, because people assume that they know certain things about certain things. And B, Twitter. I love Twitter because I've made some awesome, awesome, awesome friendships. I've met you guys. I wouldn't have met you guys. We wouldn't have decided to do this podcast 2 years ago.
Yeah, people wouldn't have the privilege of our inner conversation.
Right? But I think sometimes the fact that we are so open and willing to share and all of these things, you know, is maybe part of the reason that and we end up getting immersed in some of the less than desirable
bullshit. Well, I think just the fact that we're women, like, they try and pull us into conversations that we don't necessarily even want to talk about.
I think that
or that we don't agree with.
Yeah.
Just because we're women doesn't mean we're on one side or the other of an argument.
Well, I think they expect us to want to feed on the drama. And that's not us. Like, that's why I love you guys. Like, that's why you're, you know, my friends is that,
you know, are a great designer. I am an agronomist and Jen is a farmer. That's what we are. We're not trying to make a career out of being a woman in ag. And I think that's the point.
Oh, that's such a key phrase right there. Making a career out of being a woman in ag.
Yeah.
Just do your job. Do your job.
Be happy. I mean, I don't know.
I started a whole bunch of drama that people are probably going to bitch about, but you know what?
Oh, well. My mom's not going to be mad. So we've got, like, it's 2 years in, and we've made it to, like, 6 listeners. So.
I know, right?
You know.
And you still get invited to Christmas.
I think we're
okay.
Yeah, family Christmas. She's required by law. But, no, I think, and so that's, like, one of the things. You know, and that's what we were going to, like, let's talk about our 2-year anniversary. And I just had some, like, things to gripe about for a quick hot minute because I have had over the last, like, well, last week especially, like, last week really kind of pushed me to the Twitter sort of standpoint in my existence, which is saying something because I have had those instances with all of those ass bags from, like, New Ag Talk that came over there for, like, 3 weeks. 3 days, whatever.
We don't want your politics, Angie. We only want your more free marketing advice.
Right? I guess she's a mega bitch was kind of what they discovered quickly because I give zero f**ks about what you think about the things that I think. But this past week was really one of them where it was like, well, I heard that you told so-and-so such and such. No, honey, no. Like, first of all, I don't gossip.
I'm not 13. Thank you.
Yes. This is not high school. Well, I don't need to be involved in your bullshit. If that's what you're doing, then yay for you. You deal with it. But if someone's telling you that I was telling someone else something, probably not likely. Have I talked to that person? Sure. Has that person told you that I was the one that told blah, blah, blah? No, because I know this person, and he's not a gossip either. So, like, that's kind of how I felt about the entire thing.
And the whole thing was, you have a tweet about me. No, I don't.
Yeah.
If you think it's about you, that's a personal problem.
Yeah. If the shoe fits, I guess you can wear it.
Yes, exactly. But it doesn't mean that I gave it to you. Or
what is that
saying?
There was something that said, if you think that everything is about you, you might want to look in the mirror and not, crap. Now I can't remember what it was, but it was a really good saying. I'll have to figure it out, find it and post it again.
Right. Eventually you'll figure it out again. But, you know, and then, the deal with the tweet heard around the world. I don't know. It twisted the hell out of some panties. For no reason.
Oh, I think I'm lost on that one. I'm not sure what the tweet heard around the world.
You were the one. The one that we dealt with all last week about the misunderstanding that you experienced.
Oh.
Right? I mean, it was like, well, you're belittling someone. No, I'm not. Not belittling anyone. Like, this is not me.
Just having an opinion.
Yeah.
It's just an opinion.
Yeah.
Everyone's allowed to it.
Just because my opinion's different than yours, does that mean
And quite honestly, the three of us have different opinions on stuff.
Quite often. Yeah.
Yeah, but I tweeted from all of us. Sorry about that.
Oh, you don't have to be sorry.
I
wasn't mad about it. I wasn't the least bit. And that's what, and it was kind of funny because it was like, well, they attacked me. And then I was like, well, how were you attacked? And then I never heard anything after that. And it's like, we're not here to attack anyone.
I wasn't
we're
attacking.
Just
I just made a comment that I wished it had gone differently.
Yeah. I wish the entire thing would have gone differently because you can't have a conversation about a situation in any sort of industry if you can't look at things from multiple sides. Like,
that's exactly right. I mean, you should be able to look at things. It doesn't mean that you're wrong. It doesn't mean you're right. It means that everyone has a different opinion and it needs to be looked at.
That's simply all it was. It's not
that's what an opinion is.
Yeah, coming in with things. Yeah, I know. I get it. It's just really one of those things that I think has come as a side effect of it. But the positive, I would say, and since we spent 10 minutes, happy Monday, you're going to listen to me, bitch. But, you know, the positive that's come from it is all of the women that have reached out and said, thank you for sharing your crazy. I like that. You know, the listeners
that's been fun.
That have come to us, even the men, I mean, all one of them, and, you know, been like, dude, your podcast cracks me up. Like, it's like the dirty secret for dudes in agriculture that they listen to us. Like, I don't think they tell
anyone. Hi, Mike. Hi, Stan.
Like, right?
Yeah.
Who listens to Girls Talk Ag? Definitely not me, because I am totally a dude. And, you know, I think that's been cool, like, figuring that part out, the people that listen. I have made new friends from the podcast. Like, I have a friend, Haiken, that I trade wheat with that he listens, and he's like, I feel really like a voyeur because I know so much about what's going on in your life, and you know nothing about what's going on in mine. And then we trade grain together, and it's weird. And I'm like, it's not weird. Like, if I didn't want anyone to know, I wouldn't say it, you know.
And then there's Chris Campbell. Hey, you didn't tell me that until I listened to
the podcast.
I'm like, I don't
know. At least he listens. Carl and I still have the oversharing battle. Like, you shouldn't put that on Twitter.
Oh, well, Chris listens because he's nosy. He's like,
I just need to know that you didn't tell anyone about the silk panties that I bought for myself last week. If that's what Chris wants to listen for.
That was Angie Chris, not
whatever
me.
Chris.
I didn't even tell her that in a DM. So.
I just guessed because you looked like you had a better pep in your step. So I figured that, you know, the dudes were cradled a little bit better. But I think it's been a blast, though. I really do. It's gotten a little bit harder since I moved back to Michigan to, like, schedule time because I feel like I'm busy here.
We're not a priority in your life. Come on.
You really are. It's just there's other priorities. But you're on the list. It's just become weirdly busy.
Wait a minute. I made a list.
You did.
I'm on a list.
I'll put it on Twitter later. It's like the two of you, and that's it. But it's been more fun. I don't travel as much, but I'm busier. So, like,
Well, you go into the office a lot more now.
I have to. Yeah, I have to. I mean, I missed it. I didn't realize how much. And I'll be completely honest, I did not realize how depressed I was in Iowa. Like, seriously battling, I'm going to say a case of the blues, because I don't want to take away from someone that, you know, because you always have to be careful, right? Because everyone always has worse experiences anyway. We've discovered that because we're on Twitter. But I just really was, I was at the point where I didn't take care of myself at all. I was just kind of like, blah. I was always at home.
A daily donut will always make you
right? Better. That's what, I wasn't even doing that. So,
that's bad.
Yeah, to be back in Michigan now, like, it's nice. I can go into the office. I can have adults, like, I can have conversations with actual adults. Like, Carl and I work for the same company now, so we get to do lunch, which I always wondered how it worked if we worked together, and at first it was not necessarily what you would call a smooth transition, but now we're getting into the groove, and we'll talk a little bit more about what that looks like in another episode.
Yeah, you got a new venture going on this year.
We have a new thing going on that side. I'm working on some other projects when it comes to, like, education and things like that. Like, I'm happy and excited again, where before I was just, like, going through the motions, you know, and it was a traumatic birth. We had a surprise diagnosis of shit. I was living away from my family. I was, you know, traveling a lot. I had no routine, blah, blah, blah. And so now here I am, and I'm like, you know what? This is awesome. Let's rock and roll. So it's a little bit more difficult, which makes us spottier on releases, it feels like. But we'll get into the groove again. So what would you guys say is the biggest change for you over the last 2 years? We didn't know there was going to be a quiz, right?
Personally, over the last 2 years, this place has been like my safe place. And even though it's like, I know it's being recorded and sent out to the world, it's a weekly conversation that makes me feel better. I mean, obviously last summer was, you know, a shithole I fell down into, with cancer. And, I'm going to need you girls this year because, you know, we're giving up hogs. So that's going to change. That's going to rock my world a lot because that's, you know, a lot of my, day-to-day work. So
I'm still going to find you a job there. With Ag in the Classroom.
We still got lots of shit to talk about, so.
Shit, I can't even remember what I did yesterday, let alone 2 years.
I mean, you still travel. I mean, you still have your meetings, what, spring and fall, right?
Winter and summer, yeah.
Winter and summer, spring and fall, yeah. And so, I mean, and you spend a lot of time on your computer doing your input data for farmers and for soil testing. And
yeah.
Plus the girls are, I mean, one's in kindergarten, one's in preschool, one's going to kindergarten next year.
Yeah. So it's busy and we have dance and we have, you know, it's Wednesday at the church and we have all kinds of extracurricular activities. It seems like someday I'm going to be able to sleep again, but I don't know.
Well, that's what I would say your biggest change, Karen, is that you went from two at home, constantly at home, trying to figure out how you were going to work, you know, around their schedule and their needs and
well, I was still suffering. Yeah. Our preschool is 10 miles away, so I have to go there at least twice a day, drop off and pick up. And so next year they'll both be hopefully in the same school, cross your fingers. and, you know, they'll drop them off in the morning and pick them up in the afternoon. So maybe at some point I'll have an actual life back. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
When they're like 25, and then you'll be sad. I think
if I just don't have to run during the middle of the day, I mean, it's been that way for 3 years now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for me. I'm partially freaked out. Like, I had this mindset to where I wasn't sure, you know, like 2 months ago, he was not prepared for separation that would come with doing the preschool thing. So I was like, well, we're not going to do preschool. Not even a little bit. Now we're talking about, like I said, after spring break, which is next month. And I'm still freaked out by it. But that's going to change my existence. Like,
So what, is that an all-day preschool?
No,
is that just a
couple
hours?
It'll be morning. He'll do morning, I believe. I mean, I guess I have to figure that out with them. But I'll take him in and drop him off because the school bus freaks me out. Especially like a 3-year-old on the school bus. But I mean, it's just
a 3-year-old. Is it public preschool?
Yeah. Okay. But it's part of the early access stuff.
Yeah.
So in the state of Michigan, you know, if you have a child with special needs or you have income limits, like it's an income based or need based program that's done through the school. And so in the state of Michigan and in the state of Iowa, I think it might be like this pretty commonly across the country. There's actually some that have 2-year preschool in some states, which I, the thought of that like makes me break out into hives. You know, he was not prepared at 2, but the service, so the early access stuff, they come into your home and we do therapies. We have occupational, speech, and physical therapy each week. And so they come into your home and do those therapies. But at the age of 3, you age out of that and it becomes the school's responsibility.
Okay.
And so then the school therapists have to take it over. And since his birthday's May 30th, I was concerned, that would mean, because the school obviously is closed in the summertime. And so you have to be able to prove that he needs that therapy or else then you have to find private, which is fine. A private therapy, which we may end up doing anyway, but then you have to drive into Lake Lansing and that adds a whole amount of, you know, another hour.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah.
To my, you know, to the time, to the therapy sessions and stuff like that. And so what we're trying to do, and it's always this like catch 22 or like this weird, because you're constantly wanting to show how typical your child's development is, you know, like, oh, he can do this and he can do that and he can do all of these things. But in order to receive the services that you need, you want him to classify as like definitely not cutting the mustard. So it's really right now we're in like this enigma, so to speak, of we have to go through speech evaluations and physical therapy evaluations and all of these evaluations where at the end they'll tell you all of the ways your kid is, you know, not up to, yeah, not typical.
Sorry.
No, it's true. Sorry. It's not, that's how it is. It's typical. Not,
in range.
You know, not developing on a normal scale, you know, and that's just one of those added stressors of like, okay, cool. I don't know. You get used to it, but then you don't, but then you do, and so...
Well, you're a mom. I mean...
Yeah.
There's a lot to it, then there's a lot to process.
Well...
And then there's a lot for you to...
Yeah.
...take in that they're saying about your child.
And I'm grateful for a lot of reasons. Like, I've had friends that have had children with health issues or developmental issues, but because they don't have a classified diagnosis, the mom has to fight so much harder to get the services or the health care that they need. You know, I had a friend in one of my groups, and I don't know if I talked about it in our Rockin' It podcast or not, but her little one was aspirating on fluids, and because she had no diagnosis and looked, you know, totally normal on the outside from a developmental chart standpoint, all of this crap, she just kept getting, she had pneumonia like 18 times in the first 2 years of her life, and finally I said, has she been checked to see if she's aspirating fluids? And the mom was like, well, what? No, she's not aspirating. That's, you know, it was basically like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And finally, a doctor was like, based on the, you know, the continued occurrences of pneumonia, we think that she needs a swallow study. And they figured out she has all of these, like, deletions in her immune system and her ability to swallow.
Oh my gosh.
And so, like, you just never know. You know what I mean? Like, some of the things that you're going to have to battle. So at least I feel fortunate that we know the battle and we know, you know, how to get through it. It's just added stress sometimes that you just really are like, I don't want to deal with that side. But so, yeah, I mean, I totally feel you in that, where if I didn't have you guys, I'd have probably lost my mind a long time ago. You were my lifeline when I was out west. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have friends out there. It's very, you know, they always talk about Iowa nice, but it's that classifies if you were born there.
I agree with that. I mean, I lived there for 2.5 years, and I always felt like, you know, if you didn't start there, you didn't necessarily belong there. And that's not to be mean to anyone in Iowa, because I do love going to visit, but living there was just not, it was not a great experience.
Oh, I had great friends. Yeah, I taught, you know, I worked in classes and had farmer speaking engagements and stuff like that. I met tons of great people. The folks at Market to Market are awesome, you know, but I'm glad to be home.
I was too.
So, but if it, you know, I really appreciate you guys over the last 2 years. I bought you all a bag of cotton balls. They're on their way. I Amazon Prime them because cotton is the 2-year gift or whatever. And we appreciate, you know, all of the listeners. Definitely. Most of them anyway.
We do.
I mean, you know.
You know what? Even if you don't agree with everything we say and you're listening and you're polite.
Yes.
And can accept different, you know, views on things. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. We are definitely pro doing what you want to do. So.
You do you.
So that
definitely
means we get to do us too. So don't bitch about it.
Exactly. You do you. Let everyone else do them. Don't copy anybody.
Right? I do myself quite often. I really don't.
Okay. So
I'm a mom. We don't do those kind of things. But on that note, right? Yay.
Yep.
2 years.
Hang in there. We're going to get the groove back.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Into our groove. It'll be fun. Pretty soon, Jen will be talking from the planting tractor. God, I hope.
Yeah,
I know. What Twitter needs more than anything is spring.
Yeah. I've hit
plant 19. Let's come
on. I've hit that point in my life right now that every winter happens where you're like, oh my God, what if spring forgot about us? What if we're in winter forever?
Yeah. Well, last year we didn't have spring. We went straight to summer, so no, sir.
That is true. I hope we don't
do
that again.
Bring on global warming.
Right? Let's warm this up.
Yeah.
So. Well, we appreciate you guys. We're going to wrap this up. I got a naked kid. I got to get dressed and off to preschool here. So Karen's got, I'm sure the same.
Yeah, kindergartner this morning.
Probably herself.
I am dressed. Thank you. Well, I don't know. I'm dressed enough to go to school in a minivan and turn around and come home.
Right? If I get pulled over, I'm not going to get arrested for indecent exposure.
So
that's all that matters. Go Karen. But it's true. Yeah. So, all right, you guys, have a good one. We'll be back next week.